Radio 104.4, good morning, 808 live on the Chris Fate Show. What's going on? There is a campaign going on which I'm involved with, which I'm so proud to be involved with and honoured to be part of it. It's Kick Cancer 2018, Kick Cancer UAE on Instagram. It's more to create awareness about prostate cancer in us men. Obviously with women, we have the month of, is it September?
October.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, we all turn pink and we talk about it and everyone's always about getting checked up as a female.
Yes.
For us men, you know, we don't really have that.
There's not a lot of a big campaign or a movement around the world to kind of say, hey, men, you have to do this as well.
We got to get prostate checked, boys. We got to get it done no matter what age you are.
Oh, is it?
From kids to adults. I mean, obviously, when you hit a certain age over the age, I think I want to say 40 or so, you should be getting checked more often. But it can affect you at any age in your life.
I didn't know that.
And a lot of men want to stay away from it because you're like, oh, I know what happens in a prostate exam. I'm not doing that.
They can do it other ways now, right?
There are other ways to detect it before they have to get to that stage. I know for me, for example, I did a blood test and then I had an ultrasound test done around a certain region on my lower stomach. Mm. That all came back clear. The doctor said, we don't need to go any further.
It's the same thing with like a breast cancer examination as well. A lot of people are afraid of what's going to happen in that doctor's room, so they just avoid it.
Well, I did it the old school way, and it wasn't too bad.
All right, well, there we go. Hiya, who is the project manager of Kick Cancer, is in the studio this morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Please, thank you. Thank you so much. Well done on the initiative. Congratulations on everything that you guys have achieved already. Well done.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being part of this campaign and being a big supporter and actually doing our challenge.
No, we love it. That's what it's about. It's something that you guys have created, which I like. And the reason why is because you can get any gender, any age to be involved in this, and it's about promoting and creating awareness of what prostate cancer is all about. It's called the Bin Challenge.
Yeah, so basically we had the biggest football celebrity, which is Luis Suarez, which is he basically is in the Barcelona team, actually start our campaign with a Bin Challenge, which is basically having the theme of 1 in 3, that 1 in 3 men will get cancer in their lifetime. And
that's scary.
Yeah, it's very scary if you think about it. We had 3 footballs, and the last football basically symbolized cancer, which is something that no one wants. Yeah. So basically he kicked it into a bin, which kick-started the Bin Challenge. And he also challenged other people. And one of the challenges was Chris Fate. Yeah.
Why did he get challenged?
I challenge Chris Fate.
I still love the way he says my name. Challenge Chris Fate. He must have struggled to say that name.
Yes.
I'm sure he did. He's an absolute legend, and it was great that he kicked it off. So now across the UAE, the hashtag is going around on social network, which is Kick Cancer 2018, hashtag Bin Challenge. And it all involves you and Pretty, Rossi and Raju. You guys are going to do this right now.
Are we going
to
try it?
You literally just have to kick a ball into a bin, film it, throw it up on your Instagram, use the hashtag KickCancer 2018.
Yeah.
All right? And then you can do it at also KickCancer UAE. It's to push us men to go and get checked out. And I'm still, if you have gone through prostate cancer, please call me. 04-423-1000. Raju, do you know what prostate cancer is?
I don't know.
Okay, so it is in the, it's in your private parts. It's in those parts there where you can get cancer. All right, so you need to get checked out as a man. It's 1 in 3.
Okay.
All right. I know that my father has to get checked out regularly, so that means that obviously when I get older as well, I have to get looked at.
Yeah, of course.
So we really want to push this message about the Bin Challenge, getting people to do it online and start to create awareness. And it's not a taboo. We don't want it to be a taboo amongst men where you're like, oh, you can't really talk about that.
Yeah.
Because, it's natural. It's normal. We should be talking
about
it.
And, you know, just as you go for a regular health checkup, this should be on the list of things, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so basically, once you're 45 and above, it becomes like a screening kind of...
Okay.
Part of your checkups. So that's the age group. And testicular cancer is from 15 to 35, and that's another age group.
It's just good to get that peace of mind. I know that I went before, like, after I had the kids, I wanted to check everything's okay. So I did a full health check, and you feel so much better after you know that you've got the all clear. Don't you agree?
100%. Rossi, let's get you to do it first. Rossi's going to do the bin challenge. We're going to film it. We're going to throw it up on Chris Fade Show Instagram. We'd love you to do the same thing, guys. If you get to the office, get your workmates to do it. You can get your kids to do it. You literally just grab a football and kick it into a bin. You want to try to do it on the first time, obviously. It's not easy to do. And then just challenge three of your friends to do the exact same thing. It's the bin challenge with Kick Cancer 2018.
Go, Rossi.
Rossi's going to try to get the ball in the bin right now. He's doing the bin challenge. Here we go, Ross. No, that's a rim. You rimmed it. That's good. That was better than
me.
That
was pretty good.
It took me about 15 times to get this in. Yep. Here we go again, Ross. Come on. Everton supporter Rossi. Lining it up.
Oh!
Off the backboard, no.
It's not basketball.
We're not going to play a song until you get it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. No. I had to do this in a movie theater with about 150 people watching.
How many times?
25 times. It was the most... No, he's rimmed it again. Keep going.
I think you did it in 5 times.
No, it was...
You're being nice.
No, he's not. Come on, a couple more turns. Just Jacqueline's on the phone as well while Rossi tries. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. Your father had prostate cancer?
Yes, he did.
Did he, is he still with us? Did we get it early enough?
No, we lost him, unfortunately.
Oh. Wow, I'm so sorry, but I want to say thank you for sharing this story on the radio.
Yes, I think it's very important. Once a guy hits 40 to start checking his jewels out, it's very vital, because by the time we found out that my dad had it, he had metastasized, I think that's the word, yes. And within exactly 24 months, he was gone.
Wow.
So within
24 months, you lost your father, and it was because, obviously, there were no tests done earlier with your dad to detect it earlier?
Yes, I think if it was detected earlier, something could have been done. He would still be here, probably.
Yeah. Well, listen, darling, again, our thoughts and prayers and love with you. And thank you. I really want to say thank you so much for sharing that story, because I guarantee there are other men in their car right now who have just heard you, Jacqueline, and that's going to really push them to go get this test. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, darling. Listen, go get checked.
Yep.
All right. Rossi's still going to try to do this in this song. No, he's still missing. Kick Cancer 2018. Get him on Instagram. Kick Cancer UAE. This is Virgin Radio. Good morning.